because we've all been there. It's the second date update on the Keola Show, 1027 The Bomb.
All right, second date update time. We got Grant on the line. Grant, what's going on, brother?
G-Money.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Better than you, probably.
Yeah. That's why I thought I'd bring in the professionals. I need some help.
No, the professionals, very subjective.
Sure, you want to call
that subjective. Look, we're good at talking out of our ocole.
Yeah,
so we made a living off of it, which does make us professional foolers. But anyway, go ahead.
So basically, I met this girl, Judy, on Hinge, and things were going great. We went on two different dates, and they both went so well. Like, she was laughing at my stories, and, like, just the conversation was nonstop. Anyway, so the second date, like, the first day went so well, we had a second date. Second date so well, we went back to my place.
Oh,
okay.
And we hooked up. And I thought it went great. So I'm like, I'm at a loss. I just don't understand what happened.
Well, of course, so you know, you bring a girl back to your place, you hook up, you think it goes great for you.
Exactly.
You got joy out of it.
You know, Grasshopper once taught me, you must be patient before greatness happens for you. You must provide the greatness.
Yes.
Then you can be great yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it. I don't know. Well, it wasn't like afterwards, we cuddled and she stayed for a while. It's not like she just left right away. Like, we had a really good time.
It's probably because she's like, are you really, you're done already?
I know. Like, was she waiting for?
Do you want to try like three or four more times? Because I wasn't even close.
I set aside 4 hours for us. This has only been an hour.
Well, Grant, let me ask you a question. When you guys said goodbye at the conclusion of the greatness, what was your general vibe from her? Did she seem comfortable, like cool, or was it kind of awkward? Like, what did you gather from her?
Okay, well, I could tell there was maybe a little something, but I wasn't sure. You know, we just barely got any sleep. So I was thinking maybe we were just both exhausted. I'm not really sure, but there was nothing I could think of that happened. So I just kind of attributed to the fact that we were both really tired.
You know what? This could be it. And Kimmy, tell me, I don't know if this is a turnoff for women or not.
Okay.
It could be gender role reversal and he wanted to snuggle and she just wasn't having it.
Like, don't touch me.
Oh, wow.
That's definitely possible, because sometimes when it comes to that point, I had a boyfriend who like was always doing that. I'm like, no, I rolled over for a reason because I'm sweating. Do you feel
breathe.
Me sweating?
Let
on
it
you?
Breathe.
It's gross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not a snuggler after the ta-da-ta-don, are you?
So you think I did too much snuggling?
Possibly. Kimmy says, she says from a female perspective, that can be a turnoff for women.
Yeah, I mean, if she didn't want to snuggle. Did she keep like rolling away and
did you keep pulling her towards you?
Yeah.
To a point where she was at the corner of the bed and you just kept yanking her back?
No, it wasn't like that. It's insane. It wasn't that awkward. It was just
you
like,
don't remember it that way, but.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I guess we'll find out.
Like, was it like, you know, you're trying to spoon her and she kept trying to pull away and next thing you know, you've got her in like a triangle chokies in your legs? Just keeping her locked in.
Like you do with your dog when you want to cuddle and they keep going away. You know, when you're trying to cuddle your pet and they keep going away.
Yes.
Yeah. You know.
You're coming.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I have you for one reason and you will cuddle with me. And then they're like wriggling around and leave.
I just got to get Baxter stinky breath and I'm good. After that, stay on your side of the bed, buddy. All right. Well, Grant, what was the girl's name again?
It's Judy.
Judy. Okay, I tell you what, we're going to give her a call right now. Just stay quiet on the other line, if you could. Let Kimmy, Joe, and myself do the talking. We'll figure out what happened and see if we can reconnect the two of you, okay?
Yeah, just fix everything. No pressure.
That's what I'm here for. That's it. That's it.
Okay.
So we do here.
Gosh, damn it. I just feel like somebody's like, here, let me whip you while you do it, Keola. All right, here we go. Let's give Judy a call. I love the fans in the background.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Judy?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Judy, it's the Keola Show with Kimmy Karuba at Fat Joe.
Hey, girl.
Good morning, sister Judy.
Oh my gosh, I listen to your show every day on my way to work.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Love you mean it. I gotta let you know, before we get to anything else, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep talking, if that's okay?
Yeah.
I hope you're not driving to work right now, because then that'll just be like thoroughly distracted and we're not gonna get anything done. Next thing you hear, ding, ding, your door is ajar. Ding, ding, your door is ajar. No? good?
I'm at home.
Oh, okay, cool. Right on. We're calling up for a reason, actually. There's a guy you went on two dates with. Mm-hmm. Second date ended up back at his place. Greatness occurred, as we're referring to it.
Well, he says greatness.
He said, his recollection is greatness occurred.
We're not sure.
We can't speak on your behalf. Hopefully it narrows it down, because I'm not sure how many moments on a second date you have greatness, or frequency, I should say.
This is about Grant,
mm-hmm. Yes. So you haven't gotten back to him since that second night.
That was so f***ed up.
Oh!
Okay.
Everything was going fine. He seemed like such a sweet guy. We went on a couple dates together, and I was, like, over the moon. I couldn't believe how he just, like, totally understood me, and, like, I just liked him so much. So the morning after
he tried to pull you into snuggle. Did he put you in a triangle choke? Trying to hold you down, that way he could spoon you forever. No, okay.
What?
Nothing, forget. It's an omoplata. Sorry, it's jujitsu. Go ahead.
Keep going.
Okay, so he got up to go take a shower. And I was just hanging out in the bedroom, and his dog comes in. And the dog is holding a thong. And it's not mine.
You dog.
Okay. Wow.
I have never heard of that.
Talk about your dog sea-blocking you.
Yeah, but Baxter would be forever grounded.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, you'd be able to see him in the third cage at Hawaiian Humane Society. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so then what? The dog walks in with obviously what is not your thong, and then what?
It's like in a lacy thong. It's like all like something a girlfriend would wear. It is not like, I just assumed he was in a relationship and he's a cheater. So I just got up and left while he was in the shower and I never talked to him again.
Hey, you know, Lacey, it could have been his mom's.
No.
His mom probably is. It was a nice thong, I bet.
Lacey, if it's, okay, you can tell if it's like part of a set of something or if it's just kind of like a fun pair of underwear, you know what I mean?
Right. He's a cross-dresser?
No.
How big were they?
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
did it have in a Sharpie written on the inside of the waistline, Bertha?
Bertha. Bertha's a big woman.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It
well,
was little.
Okay, so definitely a woman's would not fit Grant, and definitely not yours.
Yeah.
And they looked like commitment underwear.
Yeah, it was like really fancy.
Oh, you know, Joe, you and I got a learning opportunity right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell us what commitment underwear is.
So there's underwear where it's like, okay, if somebody other than me would see this, they'd be like, oh, these are really hot or attractive, you know, if you just are meeting up with somebody new. And then there's underwear that clearly goes with like a set. And if you're just meeting somebody, you're not going to wear like lingerie, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm talking about that level of nice underwear that comes from a set, but you're not wearing the rest of everything. That's where I think she's saying girlfriend underwear, because to me, that's like a surprise you would do for a boyfriend, right?
Oh, gotcha. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
because
if
the question mark is still there, whether or not the hookup's going to happen,
exactly,
you're not going to go out of your way to wear the complete set.
No,
bra on downstairs.
Right. None of that.
So being that my underwear, you know, because it was raining all out, my babies never get washed. I almost dipped it to my commitment underwear stash. Good thing.
Yeah, because only somebody you're married to.
Well,
would
my question is, what do you match your boxers with? Where's the rest? What is the rest of the set?
It's all different color-coded kind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what else is color-coded along with your bibbidis?
Well, I didn't touch the pink ones yet. Those ones are for...
Okay, so you got pink bibbidis, but then what is matching set? What completes a pink bibbidis set?
Actually, to be honest, all my bibbidis are black.
Yeah, mine too.
You have the really nice underwear that you got on sale that's like every day, but they're still lacy, and then you have the underwear that you really have to spend money on that you don't do just for like some random
I can only speak on my behalf. I only got the ones that you got on sale, and if you like it, great. If you don't, sorry. They comfy and they soft. Okay. Well, hey, Judy, I'm sorry to break this out on you. Grant's been on the other line. He had called us to call you. Brother Grant.
Underwear Grant.
Ooh.
Wait, so you found my commitment underwear? No, I'm just joking. No, but
that did not break the moment. That did not break the awkwardness at all.
Right,
I think it made it a little more awkward, but go ahead.
No, seriously, though, this is a complete misunderstanding. I'm totally single. And I can explain. All right, so my oldest friend from elementary school, right? His washing machine broke recently, and he lives with his girlfriend. I said they can use my washing machine anytime they need to. So they've been doing laundry at my place. And so my dog loves laundry, by the way. And I think he just, like, must have found one of her commitment underwear.
Well, Boots loves clothes. And for some reason, she always has to sit on the ones that I either just folded.
Yep.
Or she likes to go digging through when I'm, like, sorting laundry. She likes to go and
this
sit
nozzle
on.
Puts, yes! Her nose to push everything out of the way and then dig this little hole.
Right?
And then, like, go ahead and curl up in that little hole.
Yes, and I'm like, that's disgusting. Get out of my dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Grant, either you're the best BSer I've ever met in my entire life, because for you to come up with that, I mean, that's
kind of elaborate.
Well, I don't know. That sounded realistic to me.
That sounded really realistic to me. I remember times when my friends had something happen to their washer. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Or actually, I've used my friends' washers before.
Grant, I want to check the delay between us and your phone. So when I say your name, reply yes as soon as you hear me say your name, okay?
Yeah.
Here we go. Grant.
Yes.
Grant.
Yes.
Okay, not too bad delay.
Not too bad.
I don't see how any, sorry guys, would be able to come up with that in 3 seconds.
Yeah, and so this is why I want to test him. All right, mm-hmm. Grant, being that we now know your delay is about half a second or so, maybe like 0.75 seconds,
mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm going to give you the third degree right now on every single question about this alleged friend of yours.
Yep.
And you have to answer as fast as you answered yes to your name. In other words, you don't have time to think. That's how I know you're BSing us or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, here we go, Grant. Once again, man, this is going to be rapid fire, so get ready.
All right.
Grant, what is your best friend's name?
Tom.
What is his girlfriend's name?
Stacy.
Where did they meet?
They met at a restaurant.
How long have they been dating?
They've been dating for like 5 years.
Okay, where are both of them from?
They're actually from Texas, if you can believe it.
What part of Texas?
I think they're from Austin. Yeah, they met there and then moved. They moved out.
Okay, what does she do for a living?
She's a school teacher.
Damn, he's good.
Yeah. He's really good. He's really good. I believe him.
School teacher and a sexy thong,
You know what, bro? Well, you're married to an educator. You know
true
this.
That, yeah, she can pay sexy thongs.
Yeah.
Maybe quiet now.
Because he's got 3 kids, people,
Okay, well, you were married to a sexy teacher.
Okay, well, Judy, I mean, I'm trying to do my best to determine whether or not he's BSing us. Kimmy, you're on the same page as I
feel
I think
like
he's telling the truth,
yeah.
And if that is the truth, if anything, that should have gone from a huge turnoff to a huge turn-on, because what a solid to do for your friend and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And Joe, you should be sympathetic with this, mister. When the storm happened, you couldn't dry your bibbidis because you don't have a dryer at your home.
I got you, bro. Yeah.
I got you, bro.
Yeah, I wish I had a dryer so I can have that kind of problems, too.
To wash your pink...
Commitment underwear.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what, Judy? Just to help you out, the three of us, let's vote whether or not we think Grant is telling the truth. And I think based off of that, or actually follow your gut. Disregard what we say. But if we can, our opinion matters and take it into consideration.
Yeah.
I say he's telling the truth. The way that he rapid fired that thing, I don't know how you make that up.
Mm-mm.
After further questions, I would have to agree.
Okay, Judy. So how about we pay for...
I believe him.
You don't believe him?
He's a sweet guy. I totally believe him.
Oh, you do believe him?
Okay, there we go.
All right. So, well, how about we pay for dinner and drinks? You guys go on your third date. And I think if another pair of thongs come out from his dog, then that's when you got to start doing some re-evaluation.
Sure.
And especially, Judy, you made note of the size of the first time this happened, right? Not saying there's going to be a second, but you remember the size of said thong, right?
Small, extra small.
Okay, now what? Oh, that teacher must be a bra. Grant, your buddy's girlfriend, she's smoking or what? She must be hot.
Must be.
And an educator.
She's very thin.
She's what?
She's very thin.
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 I got that. I just, you didn't answer my question.
He's being a good friend by not answering.
Oh, man. You're either the kindest guy or the biggest bullshitter I've ever heard.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think Judy... You go on that third date, see where things go. If you guys decide to, You ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here. But you guys decide to go to someone's place. You go to his house. Now, right. If the dog brings out another thong and it's, say it's a medium, then kick his out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to get your butt out.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
Stuff together with this guy today.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. By the way, what size?
Don't answer that.
Bertha or little tiny Tiffany.
Yes.